So what does it look like to live a faithful life? Because in reality, our lives are joy and sadness, doubt and indifference, fear and pain and praise and love and deep appreciation, and also a kind of questioning that is all too often concealed in the dark side of our hearts and maybe doesn't even have words. Because if we're honest, we're not uniformly positive and at peace and full of faith, are we? Or are you? And have you noticed that the gospel contains many apparently contradictory both ands, many paradoxes? Last Sunday was one, wasn't it? It was about how we're told to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. But hang on a minute, salvation is a gift to receive. So how do we hold that together? And here are some more. Blessed are those who hunger. But no one who comes to me, says Jesus, will ever be hungry. My yoke is easy, said Jesus. He also said, how difficult the road that leads to life. Peter says, the Father judges impartially according to one's work. But Jesus says, the Father in fact judges no one, but has given all judgment to the Son. Jesus says, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works. He also says, be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. So I guess we shouldn't be surprised if working out how to live a faithful life reflects what appear to be these polarities. I was thinking about in my life that there are times when I read the Bible consistently. There are times when I make scrappy, disorganized forays into bits and pieces of Bible books. There are times when I get so sidetracked that I don't read at all. And there are times when God's work and word gets inside me and I can't wait to read more. So what does faithfulness to God mean in our lives? When the Bible becomes part of our lives, and where through God's Spirit, through our reading or listening, changes and molds our thinking and behaviour, as well as sometimes leading us into dealing with specific situations in response to God's word. And there are also times in my life where I've absolutely no doubt at all about the reality of God's love, his gift of salvation, his hand on my life and the Holy Spirit living in me. And there are other times when I think, really? Are you sure? And Adrian Plass says of that, that doubt may be the dark kite that we find ourselves flying in the night, but faith is what supports our feet, even when our eyes are turned elsewhere and we've forgotten the nature of the solid ground that upholds us. Because the Christian life can be ragged and awkward, painful and disappointing and slow, can't it? But it can also be wonderful and faith-filled and peaceful and exciting. So thank goodness then that our life of faithfulness is not a life lived alone. Because faltering though we may each be, we together make up the body of Christ. Is there anything better than being part of the body of Christ when we fall short in so many areas and can't cope on our own? Because we need to be here for each other, to encourage each other. To encourage each other to live lives that are faithful to Jesus. To encourage each other to set our minds to a place where there's always an expectation that God will be involved and active and creative. And to remind each other that God is always at work and to be watchful. So that rather than being annoyed when you have to wait for ages for a cancelled train, you become curious instead about what God will do with this unexpected and unwelcome extra hour and a half. We can encourage each other to make that mental adjustment that God is not just in the picture of our lives, but he's in charge of the picture. We can pray for each other, even over Zoom or the phone, when our hearts feel broken. We can remind each other of the promises of God. And when there are gaps in our certainty, it's okay because we have each other. We have each other to remind each other that Jesus says, I will be with you always, even to the end of the age. To remind each other to come to Jesus if we're weary and heavy laden, and he will give us rest. To remind each other that when we confess our sins to God, he will forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. To remind each other that God loved the world so much that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him won't perish but have everlasting life. And I'm going to end with another paradox of faithfulness. That to live a faithful life, what matters is that we encourage each other to do our best to put our hand into the hand of God. But just as a parent and a child cross a road, what really counts is that our Saviour is holding our hand, enabling us to live faithful lives in Christ. Let's pray for a moment. Father God, you call us to follow you, and you promise that you will lead us, that you will walk with us, and you will be behind us. Father, help us in these times of disconnect, at least physically. Will you show us how to be faithful to you and how to watch out for each other to make sure that we don't fall through the gaps and to hold each other. Oh, Father, we thank you for your love for us and your promise of your faithfulness to us. In Jesus' name, amen.